Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXC Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I am your hilarious host, John, also known as Jeevan Soons.
He is pretty hilarious. I mean, you've seen the videos. Like, if you've been on my YouTube channel, there's been so many comments. Like, I probably would have to write an entire essay based on how many comments you guys have left about, oh, John's humor is hilarious, or John did this that was hilarious, or like, whatever. So he has proof to back it up.
I think it's more funny when I blow John up and unrailed.
That does have...
So you're saying if John's not funny... So you're saying John's not funny and that you are. That sounds like some pretty conceived bias to me, John.
That seems like you're a little self-centered, saying that you're funny and I'm not.
I'm hearing some losing points to me, but I can't...
Hold on. Can I try and make the point I was going to originally make?
No, you already made your point.
No, what I'm trying to say is I think we're both funny, just in different ways.
Ah, so you don't want John to have all the spotlight on him like what I said, but you're like, nah, I'm funny too.
Well, you hate my humor, I understand. That's just going to be a certain amount of points lost, and...
damn.
No, you guys...
I'm really giving you the ball tax. This is unfair.
You've
given him the ball tax several times!
I did the big choice.
No, there was like, I want to say three or four episodes where there was... You had a ball tax somewhere in there.
Right.
So, yes, you have... Starting out with less than 0 points, so good job for you, Donna.
Less than zero. Great. Like, so, my bank account.
Exactly. So, what exactly have you guys been up to lately?
Ethan, you want to go first on this?
I mean, I this week has been nuts. Like, in terms of work and related stuff, nuts. Like, I almost... So, for some context, if you watched John's stream the other day, then you know this. We recorded Escape the Backrooms with Axel. And then they hopped into the SMP. I didn't because Minecraft is stupid and it's broken right now. but essentially, we were recording together. And I almost forgot to, like, ask Axel, like, hey, are you free this Friday or whatever? Because this week, like, especially Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were so ballistic when it came to everything. I didn't have a spare time for anything. because I was working on a multitude of different projects. I think I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. I'm trying to work with sponsors for YouTube right now. So that's a bunch of legal stuff. So it's just this entire, like, arc of things that have been going on. It's fun things, don't get me wrong. It's not like, I'm working a 9-to-5, I want to die. No, it's like actual fun stuff. But what I mean is it's still hectic. Like, you can have fun and it can still be busy. So I've been super busy this week. I think I texted Axel on Wednesday night at like 10 p.m. I'm like, hey, are you free 2 days from now? I usually like to give like a week up, like a week at the earliest as like a, hey, do you want to do this thing this time? Because sometimes when you schedule something so late, people are like, no, sorry, I already have a thing happening that day, which is totally understandable. But I just mean like you have more room for error. And because I was so busy, I didn't get to it that late. But luckily it worked out. He was completely free Friday. So we ended up recording Escape the Backrooms. And then I cried in a corner while John and Axel played Minecraft. And then the Minecraft thing, if you guys, I might be fixed by this point. That's wishful thinking though. Minecraft specifically on PC is either working for you or for the majority of us, it's not. And in fact, if you go into Minecraft on PC when it's not working, you can lose all your data. Isn't that great? You know, all your world saved up. Maybe you have like a 10-year hardcore world. Maybe you have a whatever. All gone. Completely erased from time and space. So please back up your worlds before you even open the launcher. I did that. Well, I opened the launcher first, but luckily I didn't lose anything. So I backed up all my saves, so make sure you guys do the same too. And Mojang's, like, quotably working on it because somehow like a data breach got past their systems despite being a multi-million-dollar company. You would think they would have tested this beforehand. But they didn't. Please, this is a PTA. If you're a Minecraft person like I am, then please back up your worlds because you could lose your like 10-year world or 9-year, however long you've been on these worlds, you could lose it all. Luckily, praise whatever you believe in, that John, when they went into the S&P, didn't lose his data. We didn't realize that until they were already in. But John literally, there was a chance that once John loaded it up, he was back at start with nothing. The town would have been gone. Nothing would have been taken. It would have been like starting the world over again. Like you pressed a reset button. So thankfully that didn't happen, because if that happened, everything was over. Like the S&P would, like, we'd have to start fresh or something. I don't know what we'd even do, but
you'd have to dig a new hole.
It'd be awful. Yeah, it would have been awful. But luckily, like I said, that didn't happen. And I suggest for John, I mean, I don't think he goes on it casually anyway, but I think for him to don't touch it until we know it's fixed. I just don't know how these things happen. Like, with indie companies, I get, because it's hard to get testers. Like, well, it's not hard, but it's decently hard sometimes, because people, you need to pay them. And also, if you don't pay them, then they need to devote their own time and effort into it. But with a multi-million dollar company that is Mojang / Microsoft, you have the full arsenal to get testers for your updates before you send it out to the mass. I don't understand how this happened, and I'm upset that it's happening, because not specifically because I didn't get to play that one time, but because I had a chance of losing all my progress in my worlds, which I've done for YouTube. That's what made me angry. Luckily, it didn't happen. I'm just saying it had a chance of happening, and the fact that people are losing their worlds is making me angry as well. So I think, Mojang, get your shit together, please. I don't know what happened. Never do this again. Like, it's not that hard to get testers, so I'll leave it at that. But for a PTA for all of you Minecrafters, please back up your worlds. Like, all you have to do is copy, paste them on your desktop, boom, they're saved forever. So, assuming your PC doesn't explode, then, oh well. Then it was meant to be. At that point, you know, your worlds, it was meant to be. That's the world saying, you know what, you don't need to play this game anymore. So, but yeah, just, obviously it won't blow up, but just put it on your desktop and you'll be fine.
So is this only a PC thing, or does it apply to consoles too?
It's just a PC thing. Yeah, it's just PC. For PCs.
Okay, so then I'm safe.
Yeah, if you're just using the Xbox, if you go onto your PC and use Bedrock Edition, then you're in trouble. But if you're just using your Xbox, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't understand how that happens either, but okay, cool.
It's Microsoft now. You should be affiliated with Microsoft. Microsoft, yeah, at this point. You're kind of the whole shit.
I've been saving.
Enough about talking about a company that I don't really care about too much. Noah, how's your week been going?
Fucking Microsoft, you know?
Did you actually have a problem with Microsoft this week?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, the saga continues.
So, this time, this is a completely different issue that I don't really understand. My Game Pass ran out because, well, I'm flat broke and I don't currently have a job.
Of course.
But I found out there's a way to get essentially kind of like a free month of Game Pass Ultimate. Mm-hmm. It's if you use the points from the Game Pass. So I was going to use the points to redeem a free month of Game Pass. So I want to do that today. Lo and behold, for some fucking reason, Microsoft didn't save my fucking phone number. So, I had to redo my phone number. But then I forgot, oh wait, I'm broke. I haven't paid Verizon in like 3 months, so I gotta use a different phone number. I tried using a text now number. And this is a gripe I've got with both Microsoft and text now. You've gotta pay $1.99. just to get a fucking verification code on fucking TextNow, which is so fucking stupid.
What is TextNow? Because I've never even heard of that.
TextNow is for, like, if you're in my situation and you don't currently have a phone number you can use, because if you don't pay Verizon for a certain amount of time, they, like, cut off your service. So I've been using TextNow as, like, a temporary phone number until I get a job and I can pay Verizon.
Okay, so you're paying $1.99 for a service that they're providing.
That's the thing. I can't pay the $1.99 because, well, I'm flat broke and my bank account last I knew was in, like, the negatives. So, you know.
Did you refund Devour yet? Because that's a free $6.
You know, I have a thought. I'm going to do that because I can't even run.
I don't know if you can anymore. Yeah. I think it's too late.
I think there's a time limit.
Nah, shit.
Like, there's a in-game, like, 2 hours, but there's also in-real-life, like, couple weeks that...
Well, he only played for, like, less than 2 hours because he dipped before we dipped, so...
Right. So, then you might be able to plead your case, be like, I haven't played this because I couldn't play this and I forgot to refund, but...
Yeah. I would show them, like, I would give the specs of your computer to them and then give the specs of, like, the game where it says the game, like, where it says on the game page that you should be able to run it, even though you couldn't. So,
yeah.
And they, Steam is really good about refunds, so I think they'd take your side, but...
I do hope that works, because I definitely need to refund that game, because I can't even run the damn thing.
Yeah, until you get a better computer. If you didn't feel like getting rid of it, you could always... Because your Steam accounts are connected no matter, as long as you put in your info or whatever, you can go on any laptop and access your Steam account. So if you ended up getting, like, a PC or something... then you would still have it, but it's one of those things that you don't need it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing that happened today, I went to go let in the dogs, and one of my dogs was a fucking dumbass, and you want to guess what he did? Just take a guess.
Pooped in the floor?
No.
Killed a squirrel?
We have... Well, no. We have a leash that we put him on so he can go in the yard and, like, do his business.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucking dumbass dog chewed through the leash, broke it in half, and I found him next to the fucking road.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, that was fun because I went to go get him. I called his name, like, twice. He wasn't coming, so then I had to go find him, and he was next to the road. So that was fun.
Well, at least he wasn't, you know, on the road. That would have been a bit more of an issue. Although, like, unless you live in a bad area, like, people see, like, they should see animals. I mean, if they're going, like, 60 miles an hour, then they're not going to stop. But if they're just going, like, 10 to 20, which is in, like, which is typically, like, a residential speed, 20 to 30 almost, then they have time to stop. But unless your dog's, like, a chihuahua, it's really small.
Oh, no, he's a boxer, so I'm not worried about him getting hit because, you know, someone will most likely see him.
Yeah.
And also, he's wearing, like...
It was a scare tactic, though, because you were obviously probably worried that he just... Because I'm assuming, until you saw him, I'm pretty sure, like, were you worried that he just ran away completely?
Dude, I was so fucking worried that he had ran away again.
Yeah. Because did I tell you about that story where my cat... Like it was the day we moved in, or like the day after almost, where one of my cats, his name is Toby, was like, we were calling him, we were trying to, because we were feeding all the cats at the same time, he never came down, we searched the house top to bottom, and we never found him, and we got to the point where we called, like, because they put chips on them, or in them, whatever it is, so they can identify the animal, and track them, sort of, even though it doesn't track them. They claim it can track them, but they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't really do that. It's like, what are you for them? But anyway.
Right.
We put, like, clothes out that smelled like us, because that's actually how you attract a cat back to your home. If you put, like, clothes that you've recently worn on you that smells like you put them on your front door, and then the cat will typically go to your front door. And we did that, but luckily, it was the next day we found him. He was in a very small crawl space in my sister's room. We have no clue how he got in there, but we eventually found him. But that whole day that we didn't find him, I was terrified, because he was, like, he's one of my favorite cats. He was, like, one of the ones I had picked out, and he's also the youngest. So I was very concerned that maybe somehow he got out when we were moving furniture in, but I'm like, no, we would have seen him run out. He's not that small, so I don't know. But it was a scare tactic, kind of like what happened to you.
Is that like a crawl space you guys didn't know about or something?
No, we knew there was the crawl space itself we knew of, but there was a part of the crawl space we didn't know existed, because it was so thin and narrow that you can't even go, you can't even stick your hand in there, really. But because Toby's so tiny, he's not tiny tiny, but he's, like, he's very thin and tiny, and cats can fit into tight spaces easily.
Yeah.
He somehow got in there.
Oh, yeah.
We knew the crawl space itself existed, but there was a section behind the crawl space that was, like, a little tiny tunnel that he had crawled himself into. He was scared. He was in a new environment, so we get why he did it, but we had no clue how he even got in there. So,
gotcha.
We've since closed off that crawl space. Yeah, no, we sealed it off like FNAF sealed off Afton. Like, that's how bad. Like, that we full on put, like, doors, we stuffed the hole with, what's it called? the stuff that's like you put in the walls.
Insulation?
Insulation, yeah. We stuffed it with insulation because it needed to be insulated anyway. And we put like barricades like to get even get into the crawl space. So yeah, he's never really gone in there ever again, but it was just that one moment we were terrified.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anyway, John, how's your week been?
It's been pretty decent. I've been playing games, and I've been taking an online driver's course so I can get my license, and that's been super boring.
I would think so.
Yeah. I know a lot of the information already, and it kind of, like, beats you over the head with the same information. Like,
yeah.
It definitely could be improved, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm 19 and I don't drive, which immediately people were like, what? You're 19 and you don't drive? When my mom didn't start driving until she was 19. My grandma didn't start driving until she was 23. My dad didn't start driving until he was 21. So it's like, why are you getting upset that I'm not driving? Like, I'm fully aware that I have the ability to, but also I have the knowledge of how stupid people are, and I don't feel like being on the road with those people. Right. Obviously, eventually, I'm going to have to get it, like, start driving someplace. But it's one of those things that, you know what? I want to live to 19. You know, I want to live. And also, most accidents are caused by teenagers. So as soon as I'm, like, knowledgeable, and obviously, I've actually been looking, I've not been taking courses or anything, but I've been, like, researching about, like, etiquette and car, like, all the stuff about cars and stuff. So I have, like, knowledge. Like, a lot more knowledge going into my driving stuff than, like, people that are just turned 16 and like, yay, I can drive, whoop-de-doo, that are just going headfirst into it without a second thought and are going to cause accidents. Right. So, that's my philosophy.
That's good sense to have to, like, when you, with cars especially, because they can be so dangerous, like, going with it, with extra knowledge is definitely better than just, like, oh, you barely can, put your head above the wheel. You're old enough to drive.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say you can barely pass a math test and you want to drive. Like, I thought you were gonna say something like that, because like if you're 16, you're still in high school, and you're like, you can barely pass your classes. What makes you think you're gonna pay attention to the road? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then teenagers are also most likely to get drunk and drive. Like, it's like young adults are too, obviously, but teenagers especially, because they think they can do that for some reason. Now, if you're in a private property and you're 18, drink whatever you want, but, like, you don't get to drink and then proceed to drive. Like, that's not how that works.
The statistics of like, who's more likely to crash is definitely leaning towards teenagers. Who's more likely to speed, the more likely to take risks, and the more likely to drink and drive.
Well, it's because teenagers think they're the top of the world. They think they're the most important person on the road. They think that they're the priority of what's going on. They think they're the star of the show. It's like, that's not even remotely how that works, and that's why I choose to stay away from that. And once I turn, maybe later this year, I'll definitely probably get a permit, because a permit's like, that's not a license. It's just now you have the like ability to start getting hours, and you can test drive and like that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, I have a permit. I just don't have a license.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've got a permit too, but I don't drive. Like, I can drive confidently. It's just, I don't trust people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair. I mean, that's, like I said, that's exactly what my stance on it is. Like, I know that there's a bunch of stupid people on the road, and you're going to have to deal with that no matter what. Like, you can't just avoid driving forever. I mean, I guess theoretically you could if you learn how to ride a bike, which I wish I had been taught that. Like, if I could change one thing about my childhood, is that my parents didn't give up on me and kept, like, pushing me to ride a bike. Because riding a bike is, like, one of the safest modes of transportation. It's also, it's not as fast as a car, but it's you know, it gets to point A to point B. It's exercise, technically, and you can just go on the sidewalk, and you don't have to worry about cars, really, except when you're crossing the road, I suppose. So, but like that, and then, you know, so like, you can't avoid it forever, but if I can avoid it as long as possible, I will.
Right.
Fair enough. I mean, that's why I like where I live, because everything's close enough, I could just walk and not have to worry about driving.
Yeah, I mean, the place that I'm assuming you're talking about where we used to be, but yeah, the place I'm in now is, like, there's so many things walking distance, but a place I was looking into getting a part-time job in is not close enough, so I would have to be driven there, and I'm not buying an Uber every day, which right. my I think my parents, well, my mom and her husband would be willing to drive me there, but it's one of those things that eventually I'm going to have to get my own car and stuff. But cars are also like a money well. Like, oh, yeah. You have to dump so much money into them that I'm no financial stability right now to do that. So mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
Well, it also depends on many factors. Like, if you buy a used car, how many miles does it have, and a bunch of other shit.
Well, obviously it depends, but it's all... It's
still, like, huge.
Gas is out of... It's lower than it used to be last year, but it's still pretty high for what it should be. The amount of, like, repairs you need to do, especially with used cars. Used cars typically have more problems with them. So all that great stuff.
Yeah. That, and you also have to get car insurance, which isn't cheap.
Yeah. With Geico, you could save 50% or more. No, I'm just kidding. We're not sponsored.
If only.
Geico.
I mean, hey, Geico.
Listen to me, Geico. Geico? Gecko? That's your name, right? Gecko? Listen to your buddy. Listen. I know that you know that I know that you know that we'd be a great sponsor. Like, we talk about, you know, we'll dedicate an entire episode to car insurance. How about that, Geico? Does that sound good to you? And then, Geico, you know, at State Farm, we'll let you guys fight over it. Who wants to be first? You know what I mean? Because, like, whoever's first is the best. That's how that works. So, State Farm, Jake from State Farm, personally call me. I'll give you my number. Don't even worry about it.
I love the idea that these companies are like, you just said you three don't drive, you'd be the worst sponsors.
No, we can talk about car insurance. You know, we know enough about car insurance. Right? And we could, if State Farm is the one that ends up doing it, we could talk about Jake from State Farm for an hour. Yeah, I'd be willing to do it. You know, it's pretty easy. He has a lot of moments, a lot of highlight reels, you know, so.
That's
true.
But today, we are not talking about that, so we should probably get into the headlines.
Well, my headline is that Jake from State Farm is a beautiful specimen. Yeah, that's your sponsor, so. The actual headline, though, is actually pretty, it's still a nice headline. A 6-year-old boy, who has two sisters, I believe, one of his sisters had leukemia, and they didn't say her age, but I want to say she was like 1 to 3. And the brother was like 8 or so. And she had leukemia, and they needed a perfect match essentially near perfect match for her to have surgery with, and they did all these tests and nobody was really getting anywhere. They tested her brother, and her brother was a 100% perfect match, and the brother was ecstatic. Like, he was jumping all over the place because he realized that he can save his sister's life. And that was just super heartwarming to me, because it's like that I want to give a big clap to the parents for teaching their kids so well, because like he was and like, oh no, surgery's gonna hurt. I'm gonna feel miserable after this. He's like, I'm about to save someone's life. Let's go. Right. W. You know what I mean? So it's a super heartwarming thing. I suggest you look at, there's a clip of it. This is me just talking about it, but if you want to look it up, just type in 6-year-old brother saves sister from leukemia. I think you might find it at that point.
Right.
But it's super heartwarming. I love the brother's reaction to that. It's super nice. And now, of course, the sister's not going to know. Like, she's 1 or 3, so she has no clue what's going on. But eventually, when they get older, like, she'll look back on that and be like, it's going to be so nice. And I love it. And I actually, because he has another sister that I want to say is similar to his age, they, like, hug after that because they're so ecstatic that they're able to save her.
Right.
Because leukemia is pretty serious. So it's treatable, but it's pretty serious. And you need immediate attention, usually. So it was so convenient. And, you know, I say convenient, but I don't personally believe it's convenient. But I find it very interesting that the brother was a 100% perfect match. You know, that's incredible. So just wanted to share that good news, because it's not exactly new news. This story has been out for a week or so. But, I mean, for you guys listening to this, it's not new at all. This happened like a month ago. But for us, this happened about a week ago. So just wanted to share the good news. It's really an awesome story. And it's a story of, perseverance, really, because like they tested multiple people before this and they found really nothing. They found people that were like 50% close, but that wasn't enough. They needed someone that was like 90% or higher, and their brother was a 100% match. Like, you know, like that's crazy.
It reminds me, like, I think I don't remember exactly when this was, but it was a bit ago. There was this kid who was probably like, maybe, I don't remember how old he was, but I imagine he was quite young. And he had I don't know exactly what was the issue, but he needed a bone marrow transplant. And my oldest brother was like a pretty close match. Like, he didn't know the kid. They were just like, hey, my brother did blood tests, so he was kind of in the system. Like, hey, you have a pretty close match. Would you like to do that? And he's like, yeah, of course. And like, people are like, wait, but it's gonna hurt a lot. And he's like, his reasoning for why he was so willing to do it, he's like, if I was one of my siblings, I'd want to do it. I'd want someone else to do it. I would. And they deserve a chance to, be healthy. So it's like, it's really cool hearing stories like
Right.
that.
Right.
Now, not to ruin the moment, but was this the same brother that chopped your head off
It
in the
was. It was the same brother. Damn.
Listen, everybody at home, we got to do a full extent. We got to become MatPat now. MatPat stepped away. We got to become the new MatPat. We got to find out the lore of John's brother. Like, there's so many factors. He's donating bone marrow, and then he's chopping off John's head. Like, there's got to be some extensive lore back here. You know what I mean? So, like, we got to become investigators. Noah, you're welcome to hop on the bandwagon, but we just got to figure out the lore. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah, let's
it's
figure out
kind
the
of
lore about
intriguing.
John's brother.
And we can't trust John because John's an inside man. We can't trust him.
Of
So,
course, I'm an
yeah.
unreliable narrator, as we all know.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
Yeah, that's a.
do you have a creative showcase though?
I sure do, and I'm. This segues long past, but I was talking about Minecraft earlier. There's a Minecraft creator that I've been. He's really popular on shorts, but I've been watching him more so recently, because he is basically my one-stop shop for learning new things about Minecraft. Because there's some secret like mechanics that I didn't know about that I've learned from him. There's so many lots of like update features that I've learned from him. He's kind of like a news person as well. And you might have seen him because he's very popular on shorts specifically. I don't think he does makes a lot of long form content, but he's very popular on shorts. So I think he does a short a day all on Minecraft stuff. And so his name is CanMan18. It's Can as you would it's spelled how you think it's spelled, CanMan18. Or it's CamMan, sorry, not CanMan. But either way, it's like that's his name, and he does everything related to Minecraft. So he tells you about all sorts of secrets. He tells you all sorts of hidden mechanics, all sorts of mechanics that are coming to the game. That like he doesn't get like insider knowledge, but he gets the news early and then reports it basically when it comes out. Like he's that fast. So yeah, he does all the stuff in Minecraft. He's known for hating birch, which I appreciate because I also hate birch as an ugly wood.
Me too.
Yeah, he also rips on how minecarts are slow, which I also agree with. So he's like funny. He does all sorts of challenges on the shorts as well. Like he does a challenge where like, oh, it's Minecraft, but I can't touch grass, or it's Minecraft, but I can't like it sounds very like child content, but it's not. Trust me, it's actually funny. And he riffs on himself because he like a lot of times during his challenges he'll conveniently find a village, which it's true because he gives you the seed, so you can see that's not fake. But like he made a riff on himself this one video where he's like. It's Minecraft, and then he just stops talking. It's like people are waiting for what he's gonna say, and then he starts the video, and he's like, "A village!" He's like super, like obviously more ecstatic, and then he's like, "What are the chances of that? It's the end city in the overworld!" It's like he's obviously ripping on himself because he's not actually finding these things. But yeah, he's comedic. He gives you information on Minecraft. He does challenges on Minecraft. So CamMan18, Cam as in camera, and then Man18. He's an awesome shorts creator, like I said. He does all sorts of Minecraft stuff. He doesn't do anything besides Minecraft, so if you hate Minecraft with a passion, then this isn't for you. But he's a Minecraft creator that's also funny, and he makes like all these challenges and stuff. He also does charity streams, I believe. He streams on Twitch, so I believe he does charity streams. So if you're also into giving to charity, then feel free. But that is my creator showcase.
Very nice.
Nice, thanks.
But moving finally into the episode, we're gonna return an old topic. We're gonna be doing would you press the button sort of thing. So you guys just want to jump straight into it?
Yeah, and if
That
you this
sounds
is
very
the
good.
episode is entitled this, so if you want to know where part one is, it's called Noah Can't Do His Job. That's the title of the episode. You're also gonna be in the description that tells you in that too. But if you're just looking at the pure episode titles, it's called that. I don't know what this one's gonna be called depending on how this goes, but that's what the first one's called. So if you want to go watch that one, Noah was the host. That was a really good episode, so go check it out. You don't need to watch them in order because this who cares. But if you want to watch the other one as well, then that's what it's called.
So I think I'm not sure if we've done this one before or not, but this first one is you will be able to understand and talk to animals, but you won't be able to understand or talk to humans.
We've done this one. Noah was the yeah. So I listened to this episode 2 days ago. So I'm gonna be able to remember which one we've done. I specifically remember that one because I was thinking, well, you know, I like animals more than people, but then again, we're not gonna get much money out of that. animals can't give you money. So that's what my reasoning was. So
yeah, I just didn't pass it, and let's just move on. All right, you can teleport, but every time you do it, somebody in the world dies.
No, we did this one as well. Are they recycling the same content?
I can't believe
PressTheButton.com, whatever it is.
Recycling
remember...
content? I can't believe this.
Yeah, we laughed at that one when it first popped up.
Is this...
Yeah.
Your eyes become invincible to any damage, but you lose your hearing.
Oh, we have not done that one.
Okay.
So damage, I'm assuming, also refers to nerve damage, stuff that commonly happens with eyes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'd want no. Hearing's too precious to me. Here's the thing, right? It's not saying your eyes are going to get better than they are currently. Mm-hmm. It's just saying it won't. It's going to be invincible to damage from now on. As soon as I press the button, my eyes are kind of already pretty terrible. So I'm not gonna have terrible eyesight and have no hearing. That's stupid. So in my position, I'm gonna say absolutely not. I'm not pressing that.
What are you saying, Noah?
I would press a button because I would lose my hearing, which means I can't hear people, and I'd be okay with that.
Right. That's fair reasoning.
I think they're forgetting the whole, the real-life aspect of losing your hearing. It's not just, I don't have to hear stupid people. Yeah, you also can't do most jobs. You also can't, it's a very bad, not very bad, but it's a very unfortunate condition that people have. It's a handicap, basically, that because they can't do most jobs, they can't do certain activities and stuff, they can't even really listen to anything. So a third of your life, maybe even half, is just gone because you can't do much anymore. There's still jobs that you can do, but I'm saying the majority of jobs you won't be able to.
Yeah, true.
But again, you could always learn sign language. For me, my eyes are also not very good. I took an eye test somewhat recently. And as well as a hearing test, and they were like, the doctor was like, okay, so your hearing is pretty good, but your eyes basically don't leave home without your glasses. and so losing my eyesight would suck, but it's already pretty bad. So losing hearing for my eyes to stay the same is not a good trade off.
No. Yeah, and like I said, too, is that with your situation, even my eyes, not that's a competition, but I think my eyes are a little bit worse based on, because back in high school, I saw the thickness of your glasses, and I could tell that you were not as blind as I was. Now, this is only the assumption that me and John aren't going to get, eye surgery, where you can sort of fix it for a while, which it's not permanent, because once you become around, 60, it goes, kind of reverts back to its old self, and it can even go faster as a decline. But I'm just going to take it as you can't do that, so I'm just going to say definitely not pressing the button.
Because if you could get surgery on your eyes, LASIK, and then you don't have damage, then I guess it's just, free, better eyesight, but except you have to pay for it, so it's not free, but you know what
I mean. Except you have to pay for it, or you can rob it. Then, that's what you can
do. Yeah, you hold a surgeon at gunpoint. You better operate on my eyes right now.
Just stab you in the eye. But, yeah. What's the next
one? Moving on. This is... Oh my gosh, this is the worst. There's so much wrong with this. First of all, it's you get $100, but you have to spend it on video games. Not video games, video games.
Video games. Gotcha. So you get $100, but you have to spend it on video games? That's the button?
Yeah. It's just
why not?
Yeah, like
my job revolves around video games, so why wouldn't I do that? And also, $100 to be fair is not going to get you very far.
Yeah,
even two mainline AAA games.
Right? No, you're going to get either a AAA game and then maybe a DLC or a handful of indie games. It's not going to go get you too far, but $100, I'll take it.
Now $100 on Steam would get me pretty far because a lot of games on Steam that I buy are less than $20. So I could get a good handful of that. But if I go to if I try to get Nintendo games or some of the AAA games on Xbox, PS4, you're getting one, maybe if they're marked down two. at the most, though. So right. I'm going to push the button, but it's not going to get me very far.
Now, what about you, Noah?
I would push the button, too, because that could probably give me, like, one AAA game and maybe a DLC, but it's still $100, so I'll take it.
From the question of, you get $100, but shiver me timbers, you have to spend it on video games. Oh, no.
You have to save it. You have to spend it on what on your hobby. It's much.
Oh, God. Guys, I can't see the button. Am I pressing it? Oh, I can't. Oh, the pain.
80% of people press the button.
Yeah, and the 20% of people that just don't like video games. They probably don't play video games. So
I was like, well, I don't play video games, so that'd be useless to me. It's like, that's fair. For us, it's like,
although no downside. I know, I guess it does say you have to spend it. I was going to say you can give it away, but no, it does say you have to spend it, so.
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting button. You can stop time for 10 seconds, but your clothes disintegrate.
You can stop time for 10 seconds, but your clothes disintegrate?
Is that all? your clothes disintegrate. It's minor inconvenience, you know. So here's my strategy, right? If I press the button, I need to go commando and then stop time and then put my clothes back on because then it's not like, or is it just like all clothes disintegrate? Like all my clothes disintegrate?
It doesn't specify the clothes you're wearing or the clothes you own, so I am unsure.
Okay, so that means it's probably by default the clothes you own. So I just never have I have to go commando for the rest of my life, which is not going to be helpful. So I'm not going to press the button. I don't even know. 10 seconds, what would that even do? I can maybe save a child from getting run over. That's really...
And then you're arrested for a DC exposure.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's not
a very good trade-off, in my opinion.
Yeah. What I'm also wondering is this a one-time use thing, or can you use it more than once?
It's saying you can stop time, meaning it's an all-time use thing, except for the fact that you're nude the entire time.
Yep, and it's only for 10 seconds, so, like, that's not even a good amount of time. That's like,
no, you can't even rob a bank in that time, I would know.
Exactly.
I would not press the button, because that's really not a good trade-off, and I don't want my clothes disappearing.
I was going to say, if you had said you were going to press the button, I would have felt a little concerned. What? Why?
I don't think people are thinking about their clothes disappearing. Or 50% of people are really weird and just like, clothesless.
Yay, I can, I don't even, nope, I can't say that.
Oh my goodness, I don't like this option. You would go on vacation anywhere in the world for a week for free. You would have to, but you would have to have a large spider living in your hair all the time.
Ooh, hell no.
I'm assuming it's not venomous because that would just be death. Would I care? At all times, it says? So when I'm showering and washing my hair, I have to feel it while I'm washing my hair?
Is this for the week I'm on vacation? Or the rest of my life?
Noah, are you reading this question?
I guess you're
John, please reread. Please reread it for our buddy Noah over here who didn't listen to anything you said.
You get to go on vacation anywhere for a week, but you would have to have a large spider living in your hair all the time.
My goodness. Anyway, so I don't think that's a good trade-off to me because, like, forever, like, I'm not just gonna have a pet spider. The forever thing is like we're just assuming this is not in reality where spiders are dying of, because I don't know the lifespan of a spider, but I know it's not forever. So
it's definitely not the same as humans.
Right. So normal real life it would die at some point, but this is a fictional scenario where it lives on forever. So
does a new spider get spawned in your head when
I'd rather go to work and pay, like, earn money to be able to go on vacation than I would having a spider in my hair the entire time. So,
because then it's like more rewarding because it's like, oh, I did all that hard work and now it pays off. Versus now I get to go on to a place for a week and I have this new pet horrifying spider in my hair. So, like, that's just not worth it. Also, I hate spiders just in general. I would not be choosing it no matter what.
Like, if it wasn't a venomous spider, I wouldn't care. If it wasn't a venomous spider, I'm not caring too much about the spider part. If it said just while you're on vacation, I might have considered it. But because it's forever, nah.
Yeah. See, I'm like John, and I hate spiders. Like, really hate spiders. So 30, I would not press the button.
30% of people press the button.
So what I'm hearing is that both of you, have arachnophobia?
I don't know if I have arachnophobia. I just really hate spiders at all.
So do you see a spider and you're like, oh crap, I need to murder that? Or do you think, are you just like, oh, well, why are you here? Like, what's your reaction when you see a decently sized spider in your room?
It's usually more along the lines of, oh shit, there's a spider. Where's the big issue I have?
That's arachnophobia. If your first reaction is, oh shit, that's arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds bad, right?
Whereas for me, I don't have arachnophobia. If I see a spider, I'm just like, oh, hey, friend. And I usually try and take it outside.
What is these freaking stopping time questions? There's so many. This one.
We had one last time, so I'll let you know if we've had it.
Yeah. You can stop time, but you can't unfreeze it anymore.
Oh, so just, you know, oh, is that all? Sorry, I just, you know, freaking got lost in the sauce there for a second. I was just, you know, assuming that it wasn't going to be that. No.
Why would you want that?
Hey, let me think about this for a second.
Wait.
No.
We've got the ability to pause time, but you can never unfreeze it.
That would be so depressing. It's like,
time doesn't go on anymore, anymore ever, and there's no way to undo it.
You would literally be stuck in limbo because you wouldn't age, no one else would be moving or age. It'd be so depressing. Like, it'd be almost like, heck.
Yeah.
So, no thank you.
Because you would, like, be the only one aging and getting older.
No, you wouldn't age. No, you wouldn't age. Time stops, Noah. Time is over. The universe has imploded. You don't age.
All right, so basically you're just immortal through the entire fucking thing.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's so depressing, because, like, you don't age, so you're stuck on Earth forever. Nobody's moving, so you can't do anything. You just be sitting in your room staring at the sky because that's not even moving either. So, like, it'd be so depressing. I'm never even thinking about pressing the button.
Some people do not even think about it, and they just like, I'm ready to the button.
They might have pressed the button to skip the question.
That's true. It's possible. But 23% of people press the button.
I would actually press that button.
You're fucking insane. Stupid.
I'm just curious to see what that would be like.
No, you were not. I just told you what it'd be like. The universe would end. It's all over for you.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm also thinking of ways I could enjoy myself during that time.
You're not thinking about this. I think you're part of the 20% that are stupid that are not thinking about this question and how, like, you know what? Maybe for the first day, I'll give you the first day. Maybe it'd be enjoyable. Maybe you could go swimming on your own. Maybe you can enjoy the peace and quiet. But once you get to like a year, you're gonna be so depressed that it's gonna be like because you can't die. So it's already over for you.
Also, like, no social interaction ever. Like, you don't die, you're just stuck there forever, unaging, no time moving, wishing that you didn't press the button.
Basically.
Yeah.
But this next one is, the Dragon Balls become real, but you can never make a wish to better yourself.
I never watched DBZ. What do the Dragon Balls do?
I don't know. I imagine it has something to do with wishes. Otherwise, this question makes no sense.
John, the past four haven't made sense.
That's fair.
I'll look it up while you guys are constructing your answer.
I don't even know what the fuck it means by Dragon Balls.
Dragon Ball Z, it's like...
Dragon Balls are the namesake of Artifact of Dragon Ball series. They are orange. I don't care what they look like. They grant wishes to anyone who gathers all seven. So you just get one wish. Well, it says grant wishes, plural, so I guess it could be many.
So you'd have to gather all seven.
Can grant up to three wishes. Yeah, it's a genie. It's a glorified genie.
It's a glorified genie, but you have to put... extra wicked to get all of them, and also you can't.
Oh, you can ask. Okay, so unlike a genie, you can ask for more wishes. There's no consequence. You can wish to be immortal, wish for more wishes, wish for money, wish for love. Basically, everything you can't wish for with a genie. So,
So it's basically a broken cheek got you.
So what was the downside again, John? You can't wish for anything ever again.
You can't make a wish to better yourself. So it's either the detriment of others or the betterment of others, but not the betterment of you.
Jeez.
Okay, so you can't ask for more wishes then, because that would technically benefit you.
Yeah, that would benefit
you. Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, because I would. There's so many wishes that I would wish for that would benefit other people. Right. Like wishing for cancer to be gone, I don't personally have it, so it wouldn't be affecting me. It would be affecting everyone else, though, and I think cancer deserves to be kicked in the butt and sent back to heck where it came from. I'd wish for poverty to be gone, which, like, not to glow or anything, but I'm not exactly in that stance, but a lot of other people are, and I wish that to be gone. There's so many things that affect people around the world that I don't personally have that would affect them, and for the better, so I'm taking it 100%.
Yeah, it could solve so many more issues, and like, I'm not so egotistical. Be like, I can't better my own well-being, but I can better other people's. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable, yeah. I'm not taking this deal.
If I'm not better off, no one is.
Honestly, I guess I would take it, because there's a lot of good you could do for the world, even if you're not bettering yourself.
Right.
You're just taking money. I just said that.
No, I'm thinking about, like, other things that I personally would want gone.
Yeah, but you also were like, you were thinking about it for some reason. You're like, I don't know about that one. You know, free wishes to help people? That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Wait, with these Dragon Balls, can you wish for people to come back from the dead?
Bro, you literally did not listen. It said any wish with without any sort of
Here's the thing: if you wish for, like, if you have a past relative or something, that's benefiting you, so you cannot wish for that type of thing. If you want Abraham Lincoln to come back, who's not related to you, then sure, but it can't be someone that's related to even in your family tree. Mm-hmm. So, which honestly, that actually might include humanity as a whole, because technically speaking, we all stem from the same thing. So, the Dragon Balls might not like that too much, so they're probably not going to give it to you. So, I'd probably say at the end of the day, no, because it's going to benefit you in some way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think I'm related to JFK, so theoretically, you could bring him back.
Did you hear what I just fucking said?
Yes, I heard. I'm just thinking, like, I don't think I'm related to a president, so...
I just said, Noah, that we all stem from the same thing. We all started as two people that grew and grew and grew. So, technically, the Dragon Ball Zs, because they're so, like, formal about this, is they're probably going to see that and be like, well, technically speaking, you're in the same gigantic family tree, so get out of here. You know, wishing for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This next one is so amazing. It's definitely, I can see amount of people pressing this button. I don't think I would, but I'll let you know. You can see anyone naked, but you're unable to turn it off.
Oh, God. You're unable to turn it off.
Yeah, personally,
I don't know what that would do.
I wouldn't hit it myself. I could imagine plenty of people hitting this button, because the world's messed up.
Yeah.
But I think
I just don't see a reason. Like, I'm trying to think of any beneficial factor this would have. Like, the whole idea that visualizing people naked while you're giving a speech is a bunch of baloney, because it's a bunch, like, that does not help at all. What helps is just, like, preparing for it. That's what helps. Mm-hmm. So, I don't see a world in which there's sort of any benefit to this, so I'm going to say absolutely not.
Yeah, it does not seem...
And also, because it says everyone, right? Hang on, let me clarify. It says everyone?
It says anyone. Oh, anyone. Say anyone. But then you're unable to turn it off, so they're just naked forever.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if it says anyone, that's implying that it could be talking about everyone you look at, you see it.
Yeah.
It could be.
Because it says anyone. It doesn't say you get to choose who you see naked.
I mean, it doesn't say that explicitly, but I imagine that's what it
means. No, but it would need to be that specific in order to be said. Because if they said you could choose who you get to see naked, then that's probably a different scenario. But it's saying anyone. So that means anyone you look at, from what I'm perceiving as this, is you're going to see is naked and you can't turn it off. That's why there's such a big downside. That's why I think that's the downside is you can't turn it off. If it was like you can choose, then obviously, you know, you'd pick celebrities and be like, well, I'm never going to see them anyway, so who cares? But because I think it's saying anyone and it doesn't specify that you're choosing, that means it's probably assuming that you're looking at people, and as soon as you look at them, automatically switches on, you can't turn it off. So with that knowledge, because I think that's what they're saying, with that knowledge, I'm going to say absolutely not. Not in a million years.
I'm also trying to think of, like, let's say you press this button, then you go to work the next day. That would be terrible.
It would be quite bad.
I mean, it'd be terrible for you, because they wouldn't know unless you
don't. They would be like, all right, how you doing, Bill? Why you look so nervous right now?
My eyes are up here, Bill. Eyes up here, Bill.
Yeah. Honestly, to me, this sounds more like a curse than anything, so no, I would not press the button.
Especially with the way they're wording it, because it's definitely insinuating that the when you look at someone, you're seeing them naked.
That is much higher than I thought it would be. I knew there'd be a good amount of people pressing it, because you know how the internet is. But 45%
press the button. What? You know what they're doing it for. You know what they're doing it for.
People, come on.
God, I didn't even think about it. I'm not even saying that here, but there's an aspect I didn't even think about. Nope. If you press this button, you're disgusting. I'm sorry.
Get it together. Get it together.
Because I'm not going to say it, but like I said, the way this question's worded is in the way that like you look at someone and then become naked. So you can conclude what I'm thinking it yourself. I'm not saying it here. But there's like, I'm blowing up this button with that newfound knowledge.
We're really getting into the territory of like, what good is this button? This next one is cocaine will be as easily available as ketchup.
No.
But ketchup will become as rare and valued as a commodity as cocaine.
I don't give a crap about cocaine. I don't care. I really don't care. And I don't even care about ketchup that much, but I don't care.
You don't value cocaine over ketchup? What do you mean?
No, I don't value either or, really. Ketchup I put on like a very select few things, one being fries. And that's basically it. So even with my low, what I put ketchup on, I don't care. I don't care about cocaine.
But also, like, societally, there's no good that can come out of cocaine being as easily available as ketchup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing good that can come out of that.
I'm sure you've seen San Francisco and how bad it is over there, where, like, their drugs are so easily available. Like, you see what kind of, like, meth addicts are walking around.
Right. I wouldn't press that button.
Yeah, let's just say no. Don't do it. 30% press it. What is wrong with you?
I think might just be skipping the questions and pressing the button. But I think there is a percentage of people that are actually pressing the button.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like, come on, guys. Like, get together. Stop wishing for cocaine to be as available as ketchup.
It's like, I don't even use ketchup that much, but I'd rather have ketchup than cocaine.
That is fair. That's a fair point, Noah. I would agree with that.
Well, I'm also just thinking of the betterment of the universe, because it's not saying it's readily available to you. It's saying it's readily available in general, meaning other people can get to it. I'm like, I don't want to live in a world where crack is, like, so accessible that it's basically like candy for kids. Right. Like, no.
Like, I don't want cocaine currently, and I don't think that would make me want it more.
Right.
So it's like,
I just think it would do way more harm to society than anything else.
I don't think any good can come of it. It's just all bad. But anyway,
I don't think there's any good that could come from cocaine being regularly available.
Moving on.
You become a world famous composer as prolific as Beethoven, but all your songs are absolutely terrible and you're the only one who noticed. Then you're not a famous. If no one notices you, then you're not famous.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm so confused. Or is it saying no one notices that you're terrible?
Oh, that might be it.
Read it again?
Because it says, all of your songs are absolutely terrible, comma, and you're the only one who notices. So yeah, that is...
Yeah, so it's saying that you're the only one that notices it. I mean, that's how some people are, unfortunately. Like, they put something out. People are ecstatic, they love it, and then the composer is like, oh man, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. So, honestly, I think it'd be cool. I mean, you know, I'm a workaholic, so I'd probably think that anyway, even if I didn't press the button. Mm-hmm. Not to that much extent. Like, I wouldn't think of it. I wouldn't say terrible, but I mean, like, it's one of those things that if I think it's terrible, I'm going to do my best to better it every time. So that's almost like a bettering thing. I said, why not? I like the idea of making music. I don't have really any, I'm learning electric guitar currently. I learned a little bit of piano in high school, so like I have some knowledge, not a lot. But my brother's mainly a musician. He knows a lot more than I do. But right. It's one of those things that I like to craft music, and if I'm the only one that thinks it's terrible, then so be it.
I personally wouldn't press it. I mean, I think the idea is cool, but I don't want to be a composer. If anything, I'd be more interested in being like a rock star or a rapper.
That's fair. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm like, it's not really a dream of mine to go into music, but like, I wouldn't be against it, so I guess I picked the button.
Well, it's not saying it's going to be your full-time job. It's just
right,
like you will.
Right, you could do other stuff. It's like, right. And also that would give you like the means to do more with what you want to do, because if you're a world famous composer, you're probably getting a little bit of money from the royalties.
I would say more than just a little.
So yeah, that's right. Fairly decent.
I mean, it's an interesting question, but personally, just nah, I'm good.
All right. Well, 62% of people press the button, so this one is not as bad as the other ones, where it's like, why are you pressing that button?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
have the ability to jump from one body to another, taking another person's life in your hands, but you can't jump back to bodies you have been in before.
Why would I want that?
It's like, do you want to just steal people's lives? Like, that seems
it's saying you take control, right? So what if you take control, like, let's say if I take control of Kim Jong-un and make the whole reign over there end. Like, I make it more of a peaceful country, people are allowed to do what they want. Kind of like America, right? That would be fine. And I guess he could just restart once I left, I suppose. But, like, there would be a moment there would be peace. Or actually, you know what I'd be like? I would, like, secretly, because in my assumption, he would probably restart it once I left when I left his mind, let's just say that part. So, like, he would just return to his old ways. What I'd probably do is when I'm controlling him, I'd be like, hey, I want you to open all the borders. I want you to, like, let people leave and, like, that kind of thing. That way people can just escape and get out of there. Right. So that once he does come back, he basically has no one there besides maybe a couple of loyalists. So like there's moments like that where I can see it being really useful. Like that would help a lot of people. Mm. I think when you first think of this question, you're thinking of like, oh, why would I like transfer my friends' lives? My friends are boring as hell, so why would I want to do that? You know, like all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I think in the grand scheme of things, sure, why not? I mean, I can't retry it. So if I swap to someone like a dictator, like I just said, I need to make sure I get it right the first time. So that's a little stressful, but I think I would use it mostly for good, if at all possible. I know what the question's insinuating, what you could use it for. I'm not going to be using it for that. I would try my best to use it for people that are like that are doing bad things that I could force them to do good things, or force them in Kenjin's case. I'll force people but I'll like let people leave before I leave his mind, so that if he goes back into control, no one's really there anymore. I'd be like, destroy all the nukes that you have. I want all the nukes piled into a dumpster. I want them gone, like all that stuff, right? There's a lot of good you can do with it. So I'm going to personally say yes, because I know what the question's insinuating, but I'm not using it for that purpose.
I see a lot of good with this too, but I would also just do it so I could eventually take control of Biden and just make him look like more of an idiot than he already is.
No, he's already accomplishing this by himself. I don't know what you need to really change.
Seems like
I would make it so Joe Biden is basically hopping off of things, breaking limbs, and just looking like a complete fucking idiot.
Have you seen any videos ever on the internet? I'm convinced you live under a rock. Like, have you seen the video where he falls off a bike while he's not even moving? Have you seen the video where he falls downstairs 27 times? Like, I don't understand what your motive is here, considering he's already doing it for you.
I would just make it so Joe Biden looks so bad that he has to get kicked out of office, essentially.
This sounds like a waste of time.
It does seem like a waste of time. Anyways, I guess the net good, depending on how you use this power, would be beneficial to overall society. So pressing the button, I guess, is good. As long as, like, it's the person pressing the button is doing it for good intentions. It's pretty good press.
Yeah.
60% of people press it. I don't know if all those 60% have the same reasons as us. No, but,
they're not.
It's probably,
yeah,
they're not.
I bet the 60. I know what the 60% is, and it's sad. But I know
maybe
what.
Maybe 10% is like us. 20 if we're being although, generous. Okay.
I know what they're thinking, right? And the idea is that I'm gonna have a special time with this person. But wouldn't that technically be you screwing yourself at that point?
Could be.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second. Just think about it. People that are pressing the button for that purpose, you would technically be doing it to yourself. So, boom.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Got him. Anyways.
Next question, please.
Well, we only have time for one or two more. Like one or two if it's they're both short, but
this one's fairly short. You have the most beautiful voice that could ever exist, but you're the ugliest person that ever exists.
I think I'm gonna maintain the voice I currently have. A lot of people are like when they record themselves, they're like, oh, I sound terrible. I've never really gotten that impression. I think my voice is perfectly fine. I sing as well, so I don't sing professional or anything, but I sing, I've been in choir for a while, so I'm pretty okay with my voice. Obviously, there's improvements to be made, but it's not, I don't see myself needing to be perfect. I don't strive for perfection because it's an unobtainable goal, so I strive for the best that I can be, which not to sound like a preacher or anything, but that's what you should do. I don't think it's a good trade-off for me because I like the voice I currently have. I'm in a decent place with it. And I don't think trying to be perfect is going to matter. And also, we all know that the way the internet works, that if you're hideous, and just because all that matters is that you're hideous. That's all that matters. People don't care what you can do. People don't care what good you've done. Doesn't matter. They're like, oh, ugly. What is that? What is that mole creature over there? So, personally speaking, I probably wouldn't do that because it seems stupid. So yeah, I'm not pressing that button.
Personally speaking, I would press it because I do actually hate the way I sound, like through anything really. Like that's most of the reason I don't go and watch the YouTube videos I'm in is because I hate how my voice sounds. So I would press it in the hopes of my voice sounding better.
Well, I think, John, can you reread it? I think it's mostly talking about, singing stuff, right?
It just says beautiful voice.
I mean, I suppose, but I've never heard someone talk and be like, man, they have a beautiful voice. I've never really... I mean, maybe your girlfriend or, someone, significant to you, I suppose. But, usually that's a comment you make when someone's singing. Like, oh, they have a beautiful voice. Like, they have beautiful tone, whatever. So I took it as, singing-related stuff.
I can see it either way. For me, I probably wouldn't press the button. Mainly because I've been doing for YouTube and Twitch for so long, I've heard my voice so much that, early, if you had asked me this, a couple years ago, maybe I would have been I'm not sure, but, I'm pretty happy with how my voice sounds, and I'm, the downside is I'm uglier than I am, so, that doesn't sound very appealing either, so it's I'm good where I'm at.
I was about to say something, then I remembered that you're the host, so I've restrained myself.
Good job.
Yeah, wow, this is surprising. 27% of people press the button, and 73 didn't.
Is that surprising? I was expecting it to be weighed in the no category, because, it's... I think that I was hoping that, and I'm glad it's this way, that I'm hoping that a lot of people are fine with the way they are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a stigma that they're not, and I think people that say that they're not perfect are stupid, and you shouldn't take their opinions anyway. But, you know, perfection is not something you should strive for. I don't think realistically, it's not obtainable. So anytime someone says they're a 10 out of 10, I immediately know they're delusional. Because you can't be perfect. It's impossible. So you can be a 9.9 if you want, if you really think you can strive for that. But 10 out of 10 is not going to happen. And I don't think perfect voice, I mean, obviously this is fictional, but I'm just saying in real life, even if this button existed, I wouldn't press it because it's I'm not the prettiest person in the world or anything, or the most handsome in the world, but I don't want to have a perfect voice because I don't even know what that would even be. So
fair enough.
How much time are we at, John?
We're just above an hour. So I guess we can probably
end it here. That's a good one then. It has a good message at the end of it.
So let me just tally the points up real quick.
Okay.
So while you're doing that, John, I noticed that Noah has a bald tax for you. Do you have a tax for Noah at that point? Like, what would his tax be?
Well, John, think about this. I only cussed you out once this episode.
That's not you. You literally openly said at the very beginning of this episode that when you host again, the bald tax will be returning. So, like, I don't know what you're trying to pull here.
It's a close game. What do you want to say, Noah, if you have any lasting words that might tip the scales?
Give me 1 second. John, I think you're a very lovely person. You're a very good friend, and I really hope you're nice to me.
Sounds like sounds like he's trying to win the episode instead of actually appreciating your presence here, John.
No, I appreciate his presence all the time.
No, you literally just said, "Oh, you're nice to me," so that he gave you the option to be nice so you could tip the scale. So you had a preconceived notion that you'd be able to win if you would be nice to him. So you're only doing it to win. You're not doing it to be nice to him.
No, I am trying to be nice to him. I'm saying he's a very lovely person. And I'm glad he's a good friend because, you know.
I'm pressing X to doubt on this one.
Yeah, well, that doesn't change the score at all. The score stands at Ethan has 10 whole points, and what? Noah has 14 points. So Noah actually wins.
Wait, what?
Unrelated.
What is your point system, man? Your points are like me and Noah will have like, you know, we'll get up to like the hundreds or like certain type of game shows get up to like the thousands or whatever. But like, and then Noah's episodes, you know, we'll get up to like 50 or like 70 or so. John just, yeah, you have 10, you have 3 points. It's like, wait a minute.
You have 1 point, you have 5.
Every time we talked, we got 0.1 point.
You have 0.01% increase.
I guess so.
Wow. But do you have a winner's speech, Noah?
Yeah, this was very fun to see how we all would take these questions on the second time around, and some of them were a little more interesting than others, but for the most part, some of them were pretty good. This was pretty good fun.
And Ethan, do you have a loser's speech for us?
No.
Fair enough. Okay. That's why you lost.
Wait a minute here. wait a second here. I lost because I didn't have a loser's speech prepared. Even though the loser wasn't determined until 2 seconds ago?
You had to be prepared to lose in order to win. And says, no,
I was prepared to win considering you took points from him immediately as soon as this episode started. So I was like, oh, well, I don't know what his point system is currently, but I'm assuming Noah is like a little bit behind. But apparently not.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. It happens, and that's just all I have to say about that, really.
Yeah, actually, I do have a loser speech now that I think about it. I might have to become the Joker, so if you currently live in Gotham, it's already over for you.
Gotham is fictional.
No, it's not. I'm Batman. I'm Batman, John.
Wait, you are... So you like the Batman who laughs, the one that turns into the Joker?
No, I'm both... I play two parts. I'm Batman when I feel like it, and I'm Joker most of the time.
Oh,
gotcha.
I understand.
That laugh that you just gave was like, oh, like I can't replicate it. It was hilarious because you're like, I could hear the confusion in your voice when you said it.
Anyways, I'm just gonna go on with the outro here. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find all of us on our various platforms, you can find me at Cheapens Peepins over on YouTube and Twitch. You can find Ethan at FlabSexyGaming on Twitch and YouTube as well. And you can find Noah on Instagram.
Yep.
NoahDog54-something. 34. Should have gone with it.
Yep.
I'm learning. So if you want to find us there, you can talk. So we also have the Provoker's official Instagram account, also run by Noah.
Yep.
So that's where you can find us. And check out the Patreon. We do You know, we have the extended cut episodes where we just kind of like talk about whatever. But we also have plenty of tiers that you can look at. Yeah, we have various awards and perks that you get from being in those tiers, and they range from like $1 to $100, and it basically just get a whole bunch of perks that way. So the higher you buy, the more awards you get, obviously. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord where you can talk to us. You can tell Ethan that he sucked at Will You Press the Button. and, you know, you also get access to a Patreon-only Discord server. I just said that. I'm so big brain.
Yeah, you can tell John that he's terrible at outros.
you don't even know how big my brain is. You know, it's just, you can't even understand what's going on up here.
Understanding fully what's going on.
So, you know, come hang out with us. And I think that, without further ado, that'll do it. So we will catch you guys next time.